Luke Laser. He's the president and co-founder of Michigan Future Incorporated, a nonpartisan nonprofit source for new ideas on how Michigan can succeed as a world-class community in a knowledge-driven economy. He is heading an initiative to start start 35 new high schools over 8 years to prepare Detroit students for college success. He's a former deputy director for the Michigan Department of Commerce during the Blanchard administration. Mr. Glazer, how are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for being on the program. Tell us about Michigan Future Incorporated.
Right, so we're a think tank. We got started actually in 1991. We've been at this for 20 years now, really around the notion that if Michigan is going to do well economically, we have to make a transition away from sort of the 20th century factory-based economy to this new 21st century knowledge economy. And that's really been our core work now for 20 years, is that what made us prosperous in the past, and we were one of the most prosperous places on the planet for most of the 20th century, is not going to work in this new economy, that we've got to make this transition.
Talk about this initiative to start 35 new high schools over 8 years to prepare Detroit students for college success.
Exactly. So this is, our normal work is sort of think tank kind of work, which is what we're going to do at the workshop, which is write reports, do research. But a group of Detroit area foundations came to me several years ago and said, look, we agree with your analysis. Obviously, Central City kids, particularly in their kids from the city of Detroit, are having real problems getting into the knowledge economy because they have such low-quality schools, particularly high schools. Can you help us figure out how we get them in the high schools that prepare them for college and the knowledge economy? And that's what this initiative is about. It's starting brand-new high schools. We adopted from the beginning a governance-neutral policy, which is we don't care if the school is a charter school, a public school, or a private school. We just want it to be a good school. So every year we have a competition, and we're open to bidders from all around the country, and we pick the best, and we help them start new schools. And we've got sort of five that will be up and running by this fall. We've got three more in the pipeline, and the goal, big goal, is this 35 over 8 years. We wanted to do something at scale.
So there's five new schools going to open up in Detroit in the fall.
Right. Well, there's one that we helped open this year. There's four more coming in the fall.
Now, I don't see how the public schools can be involved in this because they have a world of trouble that they're dealing with right now.
Exactly. Although it's pretty interesting. We did this competition, and of the five, two of them that won the competition are brand new DPS schools. So you think of DPS, which is the public school district in Detroit, as this sort of awful district that's got enormous financial problems and all the rest and has a reputation, deservedly, for low-quality schooling. And yet when they get a chance to design sort of from-scratch new schools and they're willing to go, and we're only willing to do this if the union contract for those schools has all sorts of, has far less rules. So there's no bumping, there's no seniority, there's no work rules. They put together two terrific proposals. So we're opening with them a new high school on the Detroit Medical Center campus that's focused on health professions, and another with a national outfit called Diplomas Now. I think we were surprised, but they did great, and I'm pretty optimistic about those two schools.
And, Lou, the funding for those schools will come from?
So the schools, like any other school, basically operates on the state foundation grant. What we're giving them is money from four Michigan foundations to help them get started, Kresge, Kellogg, Skillman, and McGregor. So our money and all of our money is Michigan foundations.
Lou, we talk with a lot of folks, a lot of CEOs at the Mackinac Conference for Public Policy who believe that Detroit, not only for startups and new business, but when you talk about the education system, if you could get that going, there are a lot of kids down there. There's a lot of potential to educate great minds.
Yes. No, I think that's exactly right. I mean, one of the things that I'm going to talk about at this workshop tomorrow is if you look at the states that are doing well, and their core characteristic is that they've got a high proportion of adults with a four-year degree, and because young talent is particularly concentrating in central cities, their central cities are working. So in Michigan's case, that really means that the city of Detroit, and Governor Snyder talked about this in the campaign, the city of Grand Rapids, and in your case, the city of Lansing, all have got to be these young talent magnets. If we don't change that, and at the moment none of the three cities are, if we don't change that, we're going to have a real hard time making this transition. So Detroit is really important.
Lou Glaser is the president and co-founder of Michigan Future Incorporated. He'll be one of the keynote speakers for the Michigan League of Human Services, Michigan's Future Middle Class, addressing challenges facing young adults. That's going to be held on Thursday, tomorrow, yep. From 1 to 3:30. I'm going to get up there, Lou. I'd love to meet you and hear the interesting information. Thanks so much.
Sure, my pleasure.